This is Fufara, where the little things are a big deal. Coming at you from our rooms, I mean studios, in Seattle and Dallas. We're your hosts and lifestyle gurus, Maddie and Tara.
So I think we ended with a stalemate about like our chocolate stances.
We have a truce.
Agree to disagree.
Yes.
But one day, I just want to warn you that white chocolate will prevail.
Okay.
We shall be heard.
We'll see. We'll see.
Our voices will not be suppressed.
Whatever. Okay.
To move on from that to a less controversial, hostile subject, let's talk about the North versus the South.
Yeah, what does this mean?
Yeah, do you want to elaborate on that?
Okay, yes. Okay, the main thing is, because I live in New York, and I go to school in Williamsburg, which is Southern Virginia, and honestly, the main difference that I've noticed is that people from the South get cold, like, they think it's cold when it's not cold. So, for example, we'll walk outside, and it'll be, like, 45 or 50 degrees outside, and my friends will be freezing, and I just don't understand, because if it's 45 or 50 degrees in New York, like, I'm outside without a jacket. So it's just a cultural difference, I guess, that I found shocking when I got to school.
I don't know, as a Southerner, but deep South, you know, because I live in Texas. Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all. Anyway, I think you are misguided. I think your skin has been playing a trick on you.
My skin has been playing a trick on me.
Yes. And I think people who live in the North generally have their skins playing a trick on them.
What does that mean?
I think it's a survival mechanism. You're forced to cope with this cold temperature on a daily basis, or at least much on
you
a
adapt.
Much.
Adapt.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you develop a very thick skin, both literally and metaphorically, to face the harsh weather out there. And for Southerners, you know, the saying goes, like, the South is very hospitable, it's very warm. I think also it's warm, we are warm in a very literal and also metaphorical sense, where we have skin, which I guess is much more sensitive to the outside world. And I don't know.
And you're very welcoming, a Southern hospitality thing.
Yeah, which doesn't serve us well when we go up North.
Well, listen. The thing about the South and the North is that in the North, people are honest with you. So if you do something that they don't like, then they'll tell you that they don't like it. Or, like, if you bump into someone, they'll, like, get mad at you because you bumped into them. In the South, maybe people don't say overtly what they're thinking, but, like, they're still thinking it, and then it'll come out in a much less honest way.
In the South, it comes out in the form of pies and cookies.
Passive aggressiveness.
Pecan pies and
I don't want your pies of lies and
exactly.
Passive aggressiveness.
Honesty.
Would you rather honesty. Have like anger come out in the form of a smack or in the form of a lovingly baked pie?
I'd rather just get the smack. I'm the type, I want it raw. I want you to tell me how you feel. No. None of this,
gosh.
You know.
Pent-up emotion isn't good for anyone.
Okay. Right. But what shocked me, though, Tara, is that you didn't own a winter coat before you came to Williamsburg.
I didn't. True.
That's crazy.
I think I really underestimated, because people kept telling me, oh, it's Southern Virginia, you don't have to worry. And I still don't know whether it's considered a school in the Northeast or not.
Right.
No,
I'm sorry. Williamsburg is not the Northeast.
Well, for a little person who fell off the turnip truck like me, I think it was, I really thought for
it's
the
all
longest
relative.
Time. Yeah, it's all
Northeast
relative.
Of Dallas, that's true. It is Northeast of Dallas.
I'm going to use that next time to try to describe where Williamsburg is. I couldn't point it out to you on a map, though. I thought Washington, D.C., for the longest time, was the Washington, like, where Maddie lives. you know,
that's because on the news down, you know, on that other side of the country, they always say Washington, like, oh, what's going on in Washington? Yeah. And I'm always like, oh, Washington State, like, but no, they say Washington, D.C. How hard is it to specify D.C.?
Well, it's also like you can just say D.C. It's not that hard.
Yeah, just say D.C. And they're appropriating my state, the name of my state, for their own purposes.
So when someone told me that William and Mary was 2 hours away from D.C., I'm like, Maddie, you don't have to take two flights anymore. You can just drive 2 hours to where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
My geographical grasp of things is one of the few things I have yet to work on.
I remember I was in, I took an ASL class in my senior year, and we were doing like directions. And so I live in Washington State, which is right near Canada. So if you see on like a physical map, Canada's like right above us. Mm-hmm. And my professor was like, teacher at the time, look at me like with my college terms, teacher at the time was like telling us to point to Canada. I legit almost pointed up at the ceiling because I was thinking like, and like toward the sky, because I was thinking like on a map.
That's
like
understandable, though.
On a flat map, it's like above Washington.
I see where that comes from.
Yeah.
I'm like standing there, I'm like the only one with my finger like in the air, and everyone's like, you're a dumbass.
Canada's not in the sky.
I would have done the same thing, and I think I'm pretty sure I have done the same thing. But we were taught, it's really interesting to learn about my friends from the Northeast, like what their high school, like how their high school taught them geography and history and all that. Because mm-hmm. Texas, for the longest time, I thought Texas was a separate country from the U.S. And it's because we kind of act, yeah, it's because we kind of act like it, you know?
Yeah.
Crazy. And in Virginia, usually when you drive 3 hours, you're in another state. But in Texas, even if you drive like 8 hours, you'll still be in Texas. So mm-hmm. everything's so wide. And that's why I guess I was never really familiar with walking before coming to Williamsburg, because you just drove everywhere. And when you're in college, cars become a luxury. And that was right. a big adjustment. Yeah.
That's interesting, though. I used to think D.C. was a state for sure.
I know, yeah.
Were you guys the same way?
Mm-hmm. Definitely at some point, yeah.
Yeah, I was, like, shocked when I found out. I was like, it's not a state? It's the 50th state.
I was also one of those people who thought for the longest time Portugal was in South America.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very sorry to say.
I can see that.
How dare you?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister thought Egypt was a continent. I remember.
Wow, that's an interesting. Yeah,
it's so much fun, like, testing her where things are in the world, because she just has no idea. I mean, she didn't know Australia was, like, a continent. Like, she thought it was, like, Greenland. It's like if you, like, blindfolded somebody and told them to, like, place things on a map.
And then they just stuck them randomly.
Yeah. Just spin them around, like, a couple times and just, like,
oh my God.
Choose randomly.
The only country I remember identifying on a world map was Italy, because it's shaped like a boot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Why can't all other countries be shaped like boots in order to make
you
it?
You should ask. You're right.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like some sort of like worldwide UN effort to like make the countries look into like fun shapes.
Like shoes. You can like, yeah.
Yeah. Like we could do like an eagle. Or, like, whatever they wanted to do, yeah. Just, like, cut away, like, like carve it.
It'd be cool if, like, countries, like, how you would draw the boundaries would be different types of shoes. So, Italy is, like, a very stylish, high-heeled boot.
Right.
I think of the U.S. as being a nice, worn loafer, you know?
please explain.
I don't know. I think loafers are the most patriotic form of shoe.
Loafers.
Where do you get that from?
When I think of loafers, I think of like an old man, Uncle Sam, reclining in, you know, his
is that what they told you on Colonial Williamsburg?
And I think of him reclining like on his rocking chair on his front porch, sipping some nice, I don't know, Kentucky bourbon, and you know, just crossing his feet with the loafers. And that's America right there, right?
You did it. You defined America.
I defined America. If you had a country, what kind of shoe would you like your country to be shaped in? I bet you $100 you've never been asked that question before.
No, I can't say I have.
And I also don't have $100, so.
Okay, listen, I would want my country to be a croc because.
A bunch of holes in it?
Yeah, okay, listen, there would just be like little oceans, like little lakes or rivers, I guess, just bodies of water throughout the country. So everyone would live next to one of the holes. And then they'd have their own private body of water.
Wow. I don't know if you can beat that answer. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell.
What about you, Maddie?
I don't think you can beat Crocs, honest. But I granted I haven't given it any thought, but I will. Definitely not as much thought as you've given it, Tara.
Nice.
You guys don't think about these things?
Not lately. Yeah. That's just you.
If I was a shoe.
Oh, if you were a shoe, now we're doing bowl.
Oh, yeah, people. If I were a shoe, I think... Oh, this is a really tough question.
I think he'd be an UGG.
What is an UGG?
An UGG boot.
What kind of boot is named
UGG? Were UGGs not an obsession in your middle school?
Yeah.
I remember silly bands were.
Yeah, but...
I can't believe you've never heard of that.
UGG. Like, UGG. Ew. See, UGG is basically what comes out of my mouth when I think of what UGGs would look like. They're like, ugh. You know?
No, they like have like lots of fluffy, what do you call it, like cotton in, like inside.
Paper. Yeah.
They're very cozy, very warm, very welcoming. It's a compliment.
I would change the name though. I like the look of it, but I would change the name.
I think they did pretty well for themselves. Like, I don't know. All the rage in 7.
Oh yeah. And they're like $100 are ridiculous.
Oh yeah. I prided myself on not owning UGGs.
Yeah, I had like the knockoff brand. Yeah, shoes. That's what I had.
The one for like a quarter of the price.
Yeah.
UGG is the most unflattering syllable.
UGG?
Yeah. You know, it's the natural response to when you smell, you know, sweat or like with UGG.
General just.
Pleasure. Yeah, that or is like kind of a weird
thing. I have a question for you guys. So I was thinking about this. If you had to choose someone, anyone, dead or alive, to be quarantined with, who would it be? It can't be anyone in your family.
This is a great question.
Wow, you're really making me think.
You know, it's not that deep. Just like whatever the first thing.
No, it is deep. One person. I have nothing else to do. I'm stuck with them for like who knows how long. This
is indefinitely. You have to think
important question. Well, I assume you have. Let me think. Give your answer.
Oh, my answer. Okay.
Yeah.
If I could pick a famous person, it would be Mindy Kaling, because I'm obsessed with Mindy Kaling. First of all, she's hilarious. So I would just I would be entertained the whole time, and I just feel like we'd get along. That's it.
That's a good one.
Not that deep. It would be fun.
Mm-hmm. I just watched a flat earth documentary last night, so I have this on the brain.
Of course.
So there's this guy, he's a lead proponent in the flat earth movement. His name is Mark Sargent, and I would like to sit down with Mark Sargent and, you know, crack a beer and just say, hey dude, what's going on? You know what I mean? Like, what is this? What are you doing?
I actually really like that answer.
Maybe persuade him the other way. I'm personally not a flat earth, you know, follower, but you know, maybe persuade him the other way, and then at the end of quarantine we could be converting all these flat earthers to the round earth movement,
similar to my white chocolate movement.
Incredibly intelligent.
Yeah, and I could film it and then like make a documentary out of it in addition to the one that Netflix had that I watched. It'll be like the sequel.
All right, just contact this man, you'll be well on your way.
Yeah, it's like a retirement plan.
Exactly.
What about you, Tara?
Your 401k.
Yeah, exactly, right there.
That's your 401k.
He's going to be the new Tiger King for the flat earthers, I can tell.
I would be stuck with a Weird Al Yankovic.
This is great.
Interesting choice.
Because when you have all this time, it's the best, like, there's nothing better than spending all that time coming up with parodies to songs.
True. Mm-hmm. I feel like you'd be good at that.
I know I'd be great at that, but that's why I'm learning guitar right now, to come up with parody songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be like a match made in heaven. You guys could have like a comedy duo, like riff off each other. I could totally see it.
Yeah, and I could like make parodies to his parody songs.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a parody like a party.
It's like Inception.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
That's too much for my brain to handle.
I know. Do you want my words now? Sorry.
Yes, go.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Okay. The first word is the normal word. It's not the slang word. And it's buckram.
Don't know what that means.
Buckram. Okay, I'm going
to you have to guess.
Oh, I have to guess what it means?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, it sounds British.
Can you spell it?
B-U-C-K-R-A-M.
I want to say it's like a...
It's a noun.
Okay, I want to say it's like part of a belt. Or like part of a buckle. That's just the first thing that popped into my head.
Okay.
Okay.
When you're driving down the highway in your your truck, your what is it called? Semi pickup truck? Whatever the most standard
your whip.
Exactly. Whatever the standard pickup truck is. I haven't listened to a lot of country songs, so I don't know the different types of pickup trucks that I could think of, but when you're driving down in your cherry red pickup truck,
okay,
and you suddenly out of nowhere hit an armadillo. I think the sound of the armadillo hitting the armadillo hits the fender of your car, that's the sound it makes. Buckram.
This is an excellent answer. Okay, the answer is extreme preciseness or formality. I'd say belt, you know, you dress it up for formal occasions. You know, it has to be stiff and precise. So I'm going to give that one to you, Maya.
Oh, this is like a contest.
I'm making it into a contest right now.
I
appreciate this honor.
Objection?
Your answer was fantastic. A for creativity, though. Okay, this is my slain one, and Maya, you're definitely gonna know it, but I'm kind of curious if Tara knows it.
Okay.
Just because you're not on social media, Tara, and so I'm just fascinated.
I just want everybody to imagine the face that Tara made when Maddie made that comment, because
I just find it fascinating because I just don't know anybody else who's not on social media.
My sister, my twin sister, not on social media.
Has she ever been on social media?
She has. She's an ex social media.
Yeah.
Survivor.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much. Yeah. But do you know what ghosting is, Tara?
I've heard it multiple times. I think it's when someone deliberately ignores you. And I have a lot of experience.
Oh my God, stop.
Ghosting is very close to my
heart. Oh, that's sad.
That's not true.
Okay. I this is my next one, and I think, Maya, you'll know it, just because I have to do multiple after that. You got it so quick.
Okay.
I'm very impressed, Tara.
Thank you.
Whip.
I do know what that is.
You do know, yeah.
It's the dance move, right?
I love that answer.
Is it right?
Is that your answer?
No. Yes, I'm locking it in.
You're locking it in.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like a car, right? It's like a cool car.
Yeah. What?
Your multiple cool car. Definitions.
Yeah, multiple.
Cool car
yeah.
is your wheels, not.
You're like, oh, I'm going in the whip.
No, it's
just like that.
Sweet ride, your sweet joy ride, or your wheels. Okay, not what the heck is a whip?
It's a car.
I don't accept that definition.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll let them know.
Okay, good.
I'll let the people know. Yeah. The masses I was talking about before. My chocolate army, I'll let them know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Well, any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? No.
Anything to learn today? Anything you feel smarter after this?
smarter after this.
Yeah, just feel, I feel like just big brain energy right now.
That's another thing, right?
Big brain? But I've definitely like had an incredibly entertaining conversation.
I like the honesty. Yeah, like we're talking about. It's brilliant. I love it.
We'll take that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for coming to Maya. I almost called you Tara. Maya.
We're twins. That's why.
Oh, yeah. We look so similar. You guys can't see us, but like.
It's the same person.
Yeah. We're both runners. That's why.
Yes.
Who does it?
Both super athletic. It's incredible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like big brain. That one I understand.
Big brain energy.
Well, okay, I'd be kind of concerned if you didn't understand that.
It's like Albert Einstein, right? Like he had
a large brain. He had the biggest brain energy.
Cerebellum, cerebrum,
all that.
Hippocampus. Hippocampus, yeah.
Yeah.
All those brain parts.
I could be a neuroscientologist. No, a scientist. Neuroscientist.
There you go.
Neuroscientologist is very different.
True.
Very
different. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well,
close us out.
How should we close us out? This is the first time.
Tara, can you sing for us to close us out?
Yeah.
We should sing together.
I need to hear you sing.
What song should we sing together? What's a good closing out song?
I think you should do it.
No, don't pin this on me.
We're doing it together.
Okay.
Okay.
For now, let's do the High School Musical. We're all in this together.
Oh.
Does anybody remember the words? It's been a few years.
Start us off, Tara.
Okay. Together, 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 everyone. Together.
Play back.
Together. Come on, let's have some fun.
I couldn't remember that part. I only got the...
That was amazing.
The first part.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that one's gonna work.
I used to know all the moves, you know.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay, you need to show us.
You were a High School Musical stan.
Okay, we're all in this clap turn together.
Okay.
And we know because we're shining stars and we see it. And don't do drugs together. That's not part of the... Well, anyway, I'll work on it. I have a lot of time now.
That was pretty good, though.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a good start.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
For all of our listeners, and especially our Danish listeners. And thanks, Maya, for coming.
Thank you.
Of course.